It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast, where we take a closer look at nutrition trends and headlines, explain what the latest research means for you, and answer your nutrition questions. I recently got a call on the Nutrition Diva listener line from someone who had apparently stumbled across the podcast while Googling the answer to a burning nutrition question. Could eating a high-sodium soup cause weight gain? They went on to explain that they'd gained a pound and a half, even though they'd eaten very little the day before, just some oatmeal, some cabbage, and a small amount of soup, which they suspected had been very high in sodium. Now, if you're in the habit of getting on the scale every morning, you've probably noticed that your weight can vary wildly from day to day in ways that sometimes seem unfair. How could I have gained 2 pounds overnight? I had a salad for lunch. I skipped dessert at dinner. I should weigh 2 pounds less. It's tempting to think that whatever we did or didn't eat yesterday should show up the next day on the scale, but it doesn't work that way. It takes a lot longer for dietary changes to result in fat loss or fat gain. So if you gain or lose even 3 or 4 pounds overnight, most of that is probably due to water weight. Here's the thing. Water is heavy. A pint of water weighs about 1 pound. So if you were to weigh yourself and then drink 16 ounces of fluids and immediately weigh yourself again, you'd have gained 1 pound in about 15 seconds. A couple of hours later, a lot of that water will be collected in your bladder. So if you weigh yourself before and after visiting the bathroom, you might be able to enjoy the thrill of losing up to a pound in 15 seconds. As you can see, the amount of fluid in your stomach and in your bladder will have a fairly profound yet meaningless effect on your body weight at any given moment. Eventually, all the water in your body passes through the kidneys, which regulate how much water is either retained or eliminated in order to maintain the right amount of fluids and the right concentration of electrolytes. Eating a lot of salt, for example, can cause the kidneys to keep more water in circulation in order to dilute that extra sodium. So yes, eating a salty meal can lead to a temporary increase in body weight, but that doesn't represent changes in your fat stores. That is going to have a lot more to do with how many calories you've taken in and burned over the long term. And as I said, those changes are going to show up over a much longer time frame. That's the answer to the question that the listener asked me. But after listening to the message again, I heard something that I think needs to be addressed. There were some red flags in there which signaled that this was actually not a question about sodium or water retention, but potentially something more serious. Red flag number one was the fact that the listener reported eating only oatmeal, cabbage, and a small amount of soup over the course of an entire day. That's not enough calories to sustain an adult human body. Red flag number two was the description of a relatively small amount of weight gain, just a pound and a half, as serious weight gain. And red flag number three was the listener's self-described desperation to find out what caused this minor fluctuation in weight. Taken together, these red flags might suggest that someone is dealing with disordered eating and distorted body image. Disordered eating is unfortunately quite common, and it can be very serious, which is why I want to take this opportunity to just bring this out into the open. Disordered eating is not primarily a nutrition issue. It's a mental health issue. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so the timing really is perfect. For anyone listening today who may hear themselves in this discussion, please know that however isolated you may feel with these sorts of thoughts or worries, or how desperate the situation feels, you are not alone, and help is available. If you're not sure whether or not this is really a problem for you, the National Eating Disorders Association has an anonymous screening tool that you can access at nationaleatingdisorders.org. And there are more resources, including an eating disorders helpline, available at anad.org. Just click on Get Help. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Just this morning, I got an email from a listener that struck me as another case where the question being asked was not really the issue at hand. This listener wanted to know how to send a food item to a lab to have it tested for possible contaminants. It involves a particular candy that I eat far too many of every day, the listener wrote. It's like an anti-stress medication for me. But if I found out that it was very high in heavy metals, for example, maybe that would help me cut down. I think the cost of sending food samples for toxicological testing is probably going to be more than you'd willing to spend. But do we really need something like a heavy metal scare in order to decide that we'd benefit from limiting our consumption? The fact that you're willing to go to such lengths and expense to limit your consumption of this candy suggests that this is already creating some sort of problem for you. Maybe it's uncomfortable to feel like you can't control your actions. Maybe all the sugar makes you feel crappy. Or maybe you're concerned about the impact on other risk factors, such as your blood sugar or weight or triglycerides. Would a hypothetical consequence that might play out years or decades in the future be more compelling than whatever actual consequences are playing out right now? Look, from a purely practical perspective, when there's a food that I find it difficult to resist or I'm prone to overeat, I generally don't keep it in the house. I find it a lot easier to exercise my self-control once at the grocery store than to battle my willpower every night at 8 p.m., But there was something else that struck me about this question, and maybe you heard it too. It's the part about candy being like anti-stress medication. Candy or wine or chips or whatever it is for you may provide a temporary distraction from whatever stress you may be feeling, but it obviously doesn't address the source of the stress, whatever that may be, and it doesn't really reduce the stress that you're feeling in response. In fact, to the extent that you find yourself Googling food testing labs, it sounds like it might be adding more stress. In the most recent episode of the Change Academy podcast, I was talking about solutions that don't fit the problem. And I think this is a perfect example of this. There's a mismatch here between the problem, in this case, the stress, and the solution that's being applied, in this case, the candy. And I suspect that strategies for managing and mitigating stress would be more useful than sending the candy away for analysis. By the way, if you could use some support on this issue, I have a program on overcoming stress and emotional eating, and you can learn more about it at wayless.life/stress. But now we have time for just one more listener question. Could you talk about the strategy of drinking alcohol with a meal to control blood sugar spikes for use on an occasional basis? For example, when you're out for a meal and you can't immediately get up to walk around. Now, if you heard my last episode with diabetes educator Jill Weisenberger, you might recall that Jill mentioned that taking a 20-minute walk after meals is an effective way to improve blood sugar metabolism. Specifically, it helps increase your cell's sensitivity to insulin, and that helps to clear sugar out of the blood and into the muscles and other tissues. Although we didn't talk about it in that conversation, low levels of alcohol consumption, so less than 5 drinks a week, are also linked to improved insulin sensitivity in longitudinal studies. And that means that people who report low to moderate alcohol consumption over time also have a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. However, it's not clear to me anyway that having a drink with a single meal would have an immediate impact on your blood sugar after that meal. More importantly, alcohol also comes with very clear and significant health risks. I don't think it's ever worth drinking alcohol simply for the alleged health benefits. If your goal is blood sugar management, I suggest focusing your attention on the content of the meal, things like portion size and the amount of refined carbohydrates that you choose. And then take a post-meal walk when you can, but don't worry about the occasional situation when that's not possible. This is a long game we're playing here. This is Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a message at 443-961-6206. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast supported by a fantastic team, which includes our director of podcasts, Adam Cecil, audio engineer Nathan Sems, Davina Tomlin, who runs our marketing and publicity, Holly Hutchings, who is our digital operations specialist, and Morgan Christensen, who is our podcast operations and advertising specialist. Thanks so much for listening.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.